We are under siege, part 2. Our hawks and owls do their job to help us in the eradication problem. However, when an animal is capable of giving birth to between 16 and 20 or even more rice grain size embryonic babies, less than 2 weeks after mating, it's no wonder that the increase in numbers is in the millions. I divert for a bit. What is a possum anyway? They look so cute with their size and abundant fur, you could be forgiven to think upon such an animal as a pet. However, in reality, when the truth be known, New Zealand is already under siege from the existence of possums all over our country. How did they get here? Why, they were introduced to our country in 1837 to encourage the fur trade, their original homelands being in Australia. Now, can you believe that in their own country they are protected as a native species? While here in our country they are considered the most damaging animal pest to have ever been born. Gosh, I could write a huge essay about possums, but then that's not what this article's all about. My intention was to write about the probability of losing our Christmas tree to the ravages of myrtle rust, and so I must return to sharing with you that information. Maybe at another time I could write about this possum pest as well. Now, what does the myrtle plant look like? It has other names that it's known by. Maybe you have heard of eucalyptus rust or perhaps guava rust. Whichever name you wish to bandy about, in short, it is a fungus, a very infectious fungus, which, if allowed to set foot on our islands, could mean the near end of our native trees that are icons of New Zealand. And that is the end of part 2.